You know, one of the beautiful things about being a part of Perry Broadcasting of Augusta and Perry Broadcasting of Augusta being a part of this great community is that we get to work together. And I want to bring back to you a conversation that I had with someone who was a part of, or at least was then a part of, the great organization that does so much for so many children and their families. The organization is St. Jude Children's Hospital and Research Center. And the guest is Miss Yvonne Carroll, registered nurse and attorney. Here's that conversation again. All right, everyone, welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the program where we really do work to bring you information that you can use, information that is relevant on one level or another, whether it might be relevant to you or someone you know, a loved one, a close friend. And I'm going to tell you, we have someone with me who will be speaking with me over the next hour who can really help bring home some information that I know is relevant to a lot of us. Her name is Miss Yvonne Carroll. She has a very, very interesting combination of degrees, too. She is not only a registered nurse, but, yes, let me give it to you this way first, a Juris Doctorate degree. She has a Juris Doctorate degree. And I know some of you out there listening, oh, yeah, I'm with you, Carl. I hear you loud and clear. But for those of you who would rather that I move away from the letters for a minute and the languages that we're not the most familiar with, she's a lawyer. Can you imagine being a registered nurse and a lawyer? What a combination, huh? Well, why am I speaking with Yvonne Carroll? This lady really is working for an organization that holds a very, very special place in our hearts. She is at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. How many of you remember when we did the radiothon with Jasmine Brauner here in April of this year with St. Jude? We had talked about, and I'm saying we, Jasmine and I had talked about the probability of having someone come on and talk with us more about what is happening at St. Jude, and particularly when it comes to some of the medical care that is delivered there. And Yvonne Carroll is the person who's going to bring us the lowdown on what is happening there, and so that you can understand why St. Jude means so much to so many people. Yvonne Carroll, hello, and welcome to Speaking With.
Well, hello, Carl. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your introduction, and thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Truly my pleasure. You know, you work with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. You notice I said you work with, because I know that you all are a team there. Your area of expertise has to do with hematology?
Yes.
Please talk with us about that.
Well, hematology, most people know about St. Jude and it's cancer research, and it is by far one of the premier cancer research institutions in the world. But St. Jude, since its inception, since it began in the early 60s, has also been involved in the research of sickle cell disease. And sickle cell comes under hematology. These are non-cancer-related blood disorders that St. Jude does research on. The mission is basically to find cures and ways to prevent catastrophic illnesses. And Danny Thomas, when he began St. Jude, was really, really focused on not just cancer, but also one of the first grants to the institution went for research in sickle cell disease.
Mm. Now, that's impressive, because that's not something that happens very often, that sickle cell would get so much attention and a priority.
Well, it was Danny Thomas, and I have to throw this in, a little background about the institution.
I was going to ask you. We're ready.
And how it got started. Danny Thomas, for those of you who don't remember him, which would be the younger crowd, was an entertainer and a singer. And his background was not unlike many people nowadays. His background, he was a son of immigrant parents. He was one of 10 children, and he was born in Deerfield, Michigan, and he had to start working when he was 10 years old, and he was drawn by the lights. He wanted to be an entertainer, and he worked for about 7 years or so and saved up enough money to buy him a little suit and little shoes and move to Detroit and get in the entertainment business. And he, as most people starting out, wasn't too successful when he first started. And he got married. His wife was having, was pregnant with the first baby. He had hospital bills to pay. And he was at a crossroads. It was, should I continue to be an entertainer or should I get a job and a steady job so I can support my wife and family to be? And so he was Catholic and he went to Mass and he put his last $7 in the tray. And when he put it in there, he was like, what am I doing? This is my last $7. And he prayed as we turned to prayer, and he said he prayed to St. Jude Thaddeus, who was the saint of hopeless causes. And he prayed, and he said, if you will allow me to give me a sign, let me know what I should do, then I will build a monument to you. And so the next day he got a call and got back tenfold. He got a job that paid $75. And then as years passed, he became very famous and did very well. And most of the people, like I said, the younger people don't remember his sitcom, but they remember he started a production company and he had like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring his daughter Marlo Thomas, right?
And his daughter, Marlo Thomas, has kept on. And so what he did, and many people will forget what he did as an entertainer and an actor and a singer, but they will never forget what he did as a humanitarian. He did not forget the promise he made to St. Jude. And he started a hospital for children, a research hospital. And he came to Memphis, and I have to put it in perspective. Now, remember, Memphis was where Martin Luther King was killed in 1968.
That's right.
So you can imagine in the early 60s what it was like in Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
And Danny Thomas said, I'm going to open a hospital that will allow children to come regardless of inability to pay, regardless of race, regardless of religion. And at that time, he employed regardless of race, and he was true to his word to this day. And like I said, now it's not such a big thing because now we can go to any hospital we want to go to. But back then, we were still fighting to get in desegregated schools and desegregated hospitals. And so for him to do something as courageous as that back then was truly monumental.
Truly monumental, and it says something about the courage that he had, too.
Oh, it was not only courage, but...
Courage, compassion.
Compassion and brilliance.
Yes,
because
indeed.
Because he knew he was an entertainer. So he got people who were doctors, he got people who were businessmen, he got people who were politicians to help him start this. And one of the things that people don't know about St. Jude is he got the original architect who developed the original plans when Danny Thomas was going around soliciting money. It was a black architecture, Paul Williams. And he was a famous architect in Hollywood, building houses for the rich and famous that he couldn't even live in at the time. But he made the original plans that Danny Thomas took around when Danny Thomas was trying to solicit money to start St. Jude.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And it's a if you ever come to Memphis, come on down, Carl, and we'll show you the Paul Williams pictures of the original plans that he took around.
I am coming. I don't know exactly when, but I promise you, I am coming. Well, I have got to see this.
Well, it's I tell people, and it's so, you know, it's rewarding to work here because the first thing people say is, "How can you work there? Isn't it a sad place?" But it is. It is so rewarding to see children. Children are so courageous.
Yes.
Because you see children and you know that they have illnesses that could possibly take their lives. And they're happy. They're playing. They're their children.
Wow, and so they don't let fear or even sadness overcome them.
They don't. I mean, one little girl, she had cancer, and it was cancer that she didn't survive, and her family knew that she wasn't going to survive, probably, and she knew it. But she said that what she wanted to do was raise enough money, whether she lived or whether she died, to have cover one day of operating costs, which is about $1.5 million.
Wow.
And she died. And a year after her death, her family honored her wish and solicited funds. And a year after her death, it came to fruition. She, in her name, was donated enough money for one day of operating costs for St. Jude.
For one day. Yeah. That is so impressive that, Yvonne, you're talking, how old was this child?
She, Katie at the time was, I believe she was 7 years old.
7 years old.
7 years old.
And she was able to think on that level.
On that level.
That I want, he's thinking, as you said, they're not overcome by fear. They're not overcome by sadness. And obviously, they're not overcome by selfishness either. She's thinking about the hospital and the people that hospital can serve one day.
One day.
I've got to do this for someone for one day. That is tremendous.
And I said, you know, I think of the people. I know most people have seen Pay It Forward, where
yes.
you do a good deed and you pay a good deed in return.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing for me to watch and to watch all that's being done at the hospital. And I'll tell you just a little bit about what makes St. Jude a little bit different from other hospitals.
Yes, please.
Is that, one, if you ever have been sick or if you ever had anyone in your family that's sick, you know finances play a big concern. I mean, I had a cousin very close who died of breast cancer, but during the time that she was sick, she was still battling with hospitals over what portion she had to pay the hospital, and you shouldn't have to worry about that, those
I
kind
agree.
Of things.
Yeah.
I mean, that should not come into play. And I'm from personal experience, I mean, hospitals charge, even my father was in the hospital, we were paying $20 a day for parking. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, we have
Goodness.
To pay to park? And so people who come to St. Jude, all their parents have to focus on is their children, because St. Jude does not take one dime from the parents. They pay for all of the medical bills. You don't have to pay deductibles. You don't have to pay for prescriptions. St. Jude provides housing, because a lot of the treatments take a year or so. So imagine if you're out of town and you come here. Now, in addition to medical expenses, then you would have to find some place to live.
Yes, ma'am.
And you would have to get transportation. St. Jude provides a place to live, provides transportation, provides 3 meals a day, and provides all the medical costs. No place else. No place else.
I tell you, that is a major area of difference, too. You talk about taking pressure off. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking with me is Ms. Yvonne Carroll. She's Director of Patient Services with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We'll be right back, so stay with us.